Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
If you are a believer, say amen.
Yeah.
I say amen means let it be. Are you understanding me? So when we come and then we say we should respond, amen. You see, it's for your own good. You are saying that, let it be unto me. You see, the declaration that you have made, let it be unto me. Receive a visitation in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow by this time, I'm prophesying to somebody. I said, tomorrow by this time, within 48 hours, you will hear good news.
Amen.
I am talking to somebody here right now. I said, within 48 hours, I see your breakthrough coming to you speedily in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There is somebody here. Tomorrow by this time, somebody will walk to you and he will give you a news, and the news will change your financial status. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Alaba sotabara. Makabalu zebandala. This week, you will be in somebody's heart, and he will be thinking about you. And all he will be thinking about, how I can be a blessing unto this person. How I can be a blessing unto this person. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm prophesying to somebody. I said, somebody is here. The Lord will put you in the heart of somebody. And that person this week will be thinking about you. Will be meditating about you. And all that you will be thinking about is how he can be a blessing unto you.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Receive good news. I said, receive good news. Melende kabalo kabalaba. Listen, this week somebody's status is changing.
Amen.
The Lord is changing your level.
Amen.
The level you are now, tomorrow by this time, it will change.
Amen.
It will change.
Amen.
Receive a new level in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
They used to call you a certain name. Tomorrow by this time, that name will change. That name will change.
Amen.
Receive that visitation in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay,
ay,
oh, yes. Lift up your two hands. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me. Yes, that is all. Today I'm in me.
Hey.
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
I can feel the power here all over.
Breathe on me.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, that is God.
Today I'm in it.
Today I'm in it.
Oh,
Holy Ghost power. Breathe on me.
Lift up your two hands. Yes. Receive the Holy Ghost power. Receive it.
Receive it.
Wherever you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's coming upon you mightily. It's moving in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
All over this place. All over this place. Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am a heart of
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, things are changing in your life.
Amen.
Yes. The Holy Spirit is moving in your home.
Amen.
And it's changing things in your home.
Amen.
It's moving in your business.
Amen.
It's moving in your ministry.
Amen.
It's moving everywhere.
Amen.
Receive Him, the Holy Spirit.
I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Just begin to thank Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Begin to thank Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Him.
Thank you.
Lay
my hand on
thank you, Balama. Lift up your two hands. Thank Him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are receiving strength from the Holy Spirit. You are receiving strength. You are receiving help from the Holy Spirit.
Hey!
Oh yes, lift up your two hands, lift up your two hands, lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Lift it, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, Rabasha. Worship Him. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Ile
Father, take my flesh and fill me with more of your spirit. Let me deliver your word under the unction of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, give each and everyone gathered here the understanding heart to decipher your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Amen. When you open your radio or your television, there's a talk in town. Say, a talk in town. Yes. And what are some of the talk in town? You don't need to answer. But there are talk in town. Say, talk. Talks in town. There are a lot of talks in town, and we are hearing them. Isn't it? Some would take a week. Some would take 1 week. Some would take 6 months. Some would take 1 year. Hello? Yes. What I'm trying to say is that there's always something to hear. There's always something for you to see and to know. True or not true? As a matter of fact, there are people here that know all the Man U players. Even those who sit at the reserve bench. Hello? There are people here that know all the parliamentarians. The MP of social and so. The MP of social and so. Have you heard that the MP of social and so is this, is that, is that, is this and that? Hello? Yeah. We know a lot of things. We know virtually about half or all the addresses in town. Sometimes when I'm watching movie with my children, and then they'll say, do you know this person? I said, I don't know. This is this. I said, I don't know. This American actor of this and this, I said, I don't know. Hello? It's like people know things. They know things. As a matter of fact, they can tell you even what is even happening in somebody's house. It's like they are there. They know what is happening in somebody's house. And they can give commentary about it. But they don't know the Holy Spirit. This famous personality and powerful personality, rather, we don't know. But people who really are not powerful, are not that famous, we know them than the Holy Spirit. Everybody here knows mercy. True or not true? And they can tell you how much mercy earns. Hello? They can tell you how much Ronaldo ends every week. And they can tell you the contract they sign,
How much is involved? As a matter of fact, they can tell you his bonuses and security allowances. Are you still with me? You realize that you know people. Hello? It's like the person is not even his friend. It's not his relative. But he reads about the person. He goes to the person's bio and to read about the person, just to know the person more. There are people here who goes to website to read about companies, their vision, their mission, their core values. Who is the CEO? Who is the managing director? Who is the operation director? Who is the HR? Who is, and they know, they can tell you that this person is in this position, this person in that position, and this and so forth. They know the company. But we don't know the Holy Spirit. Hello? The Holy Spirit, who is very powerful, very influential, knows everything, was there when the creation was birth. Many of us don't know him. And those who claims to know him know just little about him. The Lord says, today, go and tell them about the Holy Spirit. Go and tell them about the Holy Spirit. I want them to know the Holy Spirit. It says that, you see, the reason why they are suffering and there's no help, their heart is broken and there's no comforter, is because of the absence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third personality of the Godhead. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is present in the creation. When the universe was created, the Holy Spirit was present. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord moved of the face of the waters. The Spirit of the Lord was right there. Right there. How can you forget about this personality? The universe that you are enjoying and you don't want to even die and leave it. And leave. The moment death starts threatening you, you start binding and losing. You, because I am with the same own person who be free. That universe, it came into being by reason of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. I am at a sundada. Are you here? The Holy Spirit, the third personality of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God, you see, God was working. God was dealing with his people. God was relating with his people. Then, his season or time ended. Then Jesus came into the scene and also reigned after a period of time, was there with us. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. The word, which is Jesus, became flesh. The man came in the bodily form and lived amongst his people. We experienced him. We experienced him. Then he also, his season, his time ended. I don't know how I will interpret it in English. So if you understand it, when somebody doesn't understand it, interpret. You know, but make sure you're interpreting the writing. Amen? So God was in the move, reigning, then his time ended, and then he passed on the baton to Jesus, and Jesus was reigning and working in the midst of his people, and then a time came, is also his time ended. John chapter 16, look at verse 5. Let's start reading. Give me the NIV writer. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? He said, I'm going to him who sent me. None of you should ask me where I'm going. The next verse. Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. You are filled with sorrow. You are filled with pain. Because I have said that I am leaving, because I have said that I am going to my Father, you are grieved. You are sorrowful. Hello? Who knows that? You see, when you are with your loved one, somebody you love, and the person want to leave, whether to leave to abroad or to divorce you. Hello? It feels some way, isn't it? It feels some way. So Jesus was with them. You see, they were with Jesus. Jesus would take them to restaurants and then they would go and eat. You see, they would go to mother-in-law's house and then they would go and eat. You see, they would go to Lazarus, home, and then they will go and eat. You see, some people were following Jesus because of food. Oh, yes. They were following the man because the man is famous. The man is popular. So everywhere they go, they want to serve him food. They want to treat him well. You see, and there's a saying that ke a year is an anohi. You see, when he's full, you see, it touches the lid. The lid. Hello? So those who were following him, they were also experiencing the same thing that Jesus was experiencing. So when Jesus announced that, Charlie, I'm going to leave, he said, Charlie, they were very grieved, they were very sorrowful, because Charlie, my lunch. When he remembers, oh God, the mother-in-law, Peter's mother-in-law's food, Banco and Echo stew, because it is believed that Peter was an ever. Oh, yes. So the 30 days, he said, oh, so this man is going to go. I'm going to miss 30 days. Oh, Ademe. Oh, The one that they do with Qatar schoolboys. Eh? What is it? About the taddy? About the taddy? It's a, hey, I'm going to miss about the taddy. Is it, so they were grieved. You see, there should be something that is making them grieve. Because, Charlie, if somebody doesn't mean anything to you, when the person wants to die, you should die. Hello? If the person is going, you should go. There are people that have traveled, it didn't mean anything to you. Hello? But there are some people, when they travel, when they leave, you see, you feel something. Because being around, you know that Charlie, when he's sending you, when you come back, he said, keep the change. Keep the change. So who is going to send me? So that he will say that I should keep the change. But he says, because I've said these things, you are filled with grief. Verse 7. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Give me the New King James. Shine the vessel. Shine it. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I go away. I like the advantage. It is to your advantage. Did you see that?
Yes.
It is to your advantage that I go away. Listen, there are times that there are some people that seems to be in your life. They were relevant in your life. But them being in your life, you too, oh bro, oh say, you are not doing anything for yourself. There are some of you, you see, you started learning lessons when your mother died, when your father died, when the one who was supplying you passed away. Because they were there, they were just spoon feeding you. Olamo honey. You understand Olamo honey? You are enjoying honey. But Jesus said that, look, it is to your advantage that I leave, that I go away, that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Hello? Somebody didn't get it. I am a hunter, Baba Baba. For if I do not go away, my season have ended. I must go. Please, if your season ends, go. If your time of service ends, go. Let somebody else come. Are you here? If your term of office ends, are you a politician here? Hello? You, I think you are a politician. I say, if your term of office ends, leave. Let somebody also come. And let's see what the person will bring. This professor says something. Is it Numuma or something? It says, when your time is up for you to leave the stage, leave. Do you know what it means? It says African leaders, when their time is up for them to leave the stage, which means that the limelight, they don't want to leave. That is the problem starts. And he said, if your time to leave the stage is up, leave. Keeping too long on the stage brings agitations. Hello? I don't know. The house is quiet. As if, I think politicians are here. Hello? Am I preaching to Christians? God, the way you are quiet, as if I'm preaching to politicians. Yeah. Pastor, when your time is up, leave the stage. Let the freshest, the energetic ones who are coming, let them be on the stage. Osofoke to our age, shang komina ye ya. What's your head? Transfer. Transfer. Don't call transfer. No, what the near co a crassy be. None comes and I could woo because when you be unsan come woo. Hello? Because baby, now mosquitoes are winner. A winner now catch and say, oh, me young mosquito net, or say, oh, better. Ooh, be woo. Hello? They don't want to leave. Hello? But I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Hello? The Holy Spirit is called the helper. Look, the world is crying and wailing for help. The world is crying, wailing, screaming for help. But they are calling wrong people. The church is calling wrong people. The church that's supposed to know who to call in times like this, the church also is calling wrong people. Do you need help? Do you need help? I need help. I really need help. And the person you can get that help from without any withdrawal, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It says, if I go, the helper will come. Listen, the best help you can receive is from the Holy Spirit. The best help. I said, the best help. Young people, are you here? Look, the best help will not come from your beloved. Your best help will not come from your spouses. Your best help will not come from a friend. Your best help will not come from your pastor. Your best help will not come from your president. Your best help will not come from your MP. Your best help will not come from your assemblyman. Your best help will come from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Best help. Best help. Look. The Lord says, I should come and tell you about the Holy Spirit. About the Holy Spirit. So that you will enter into a relationship, a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. A personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Oh, I love you. I need your help. Helplessly I come, Holy Spirit. Helplessly I come. You need financial help? Speak to Holy Spirit. You need power? Speak to the Holy Spirit. You need knowledge? Speak to the Holy Spirit. Look, the Holy Spirit is your helper. The Holy Spirit is the one who took over from Jesus. And presently is the one that is with us. Why have we neglected the Holy Spirit? Why has the universe, why is our nation have neglected the Holy Spirit and expecting that the nation will prosper? The nation will not prosper when the Holy Spirit is neglected. Are you still with me? The Holy Spirit. Look, when you fell in love, when you fall in love with the Holy Spirit will make you. Most often, some of you fell in love and then your heart is broken. It's the Holy Spirit alone that when you fell in love with him, when you fall in love with him, is the only one who will not break your heart. A lot of ladies, a lot of women here, your heart is bleeding. Your heart is broken about 7 times, 20 times, 30 times, and things and all that. Because you depended and relied on that stupid man. I want to apologize. Stupid what? Stupid man. Hello? Because you made that man first. In your heart. The person that's supposed to be first in your heart is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Yes. You see, let me show you the reason why, the Holy Spirit is not first in your life. The Holy Spirit is not first. It's not first. It's not first. Can I show you?
Yes.
The reason why I know that the Holy Spirit is not first in your life. The first person you talk to is your boyfriend. When you woke up. 6 o'clock, you pick the phone. Then you call that stupid boy. Who has been breaking your heart. It's making your heart doom so. Yes. That's a doom so, beloved.
Wow.
And you to the man, the first person you call is that girl. And you know the reason why too he's calling? He wants to check whether he's in the house. So he said, why is the place quiet like that? Is mommy in the house? Is your mommy in the house? He said, yes. Today, why? It's not outside. Let me go and let me talk to her. Obwa. Opese owuse owo fi anase ye. I'm preaching. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you see, has been neglected. Nobody here greets the Holy Spirit. Nobody says, good morning, Holy Spirit. You don't wake up in the morning and then you are thinking about the Holy Spirit. No. It's calling the boyfriend. It's calling the uncle. It's calling the papano. Do you understand the papano? Hello? I say, we don't have personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Even you not talking to the Holy Spirit is a clear indication that you don't have any relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. Some of when you wake up, the first thing you think about is the leftover food in the kitchen. You have to go and grit that leftover food. The one who's supposed to help you, the one who's supposed to strengthen you, the one who's supposed to comfort you, the one who's supposed to lift you, the one who's supposed to make you succeed in life, you have neglected him. Can I tell you something?
Tell us.
Nobody can say that he made me. The Holy Spirit made me.
Sure.
The Holy Spirit. Because I know where the Lord picked me from. Some cubicle somewhere. Some cubicle somewhere. Yes. And he has brought me this far. And still taking me. Yes, he has not finished with me yet. The Lord has not finished with me yet. Yes. No. He has not finished with me yet. That's one good thing about the Holy Spirit. You see, there's still more to reveal. There's still more to shower on you. I'm telling you, I'm going to show you a scripture right now. There are more things the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Young people, you need the Holy Spirit. Older people, please, you need the Holy Spirit. At this time in your life, it's the Holy Spirit you need.
Yes.
That. That. Look, even utterance, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives utterance. Yes. No. I don't come and stand here and believing in myself that, hey, I can speak English. No. By the arm of the flesh will no man prevail. He said, when you depend on the Holy Spirit, he will give you utterance. Utterance.
Yes.
I tell politicians, I say, look, if you are going to stand on the stage, trust in the Holy Spirit for utterance. You see, when you are speaking under the unction of the Spirit, it brings conviction. It brings conviction. Yes. So that when you stand on the stage, when you are saying, hey, a liar, a politician, a liar, hey, a liar, he's lying to us again. But when you are speaking under the unction, under the unction, under the unction, conviction will come. The next verse. Look at it. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. If you are clapping, clap well. If mercy have scored good, is that the way you will clap? Are you here? Yeah. This is the Holy Spirit. It says, you see, this is what he does. It says he will convict the world. Hello? Yeah. Matthew, I told you. I said, strive for LCIC president. Or be in leadership position in the school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Organizer. Yes. Organizing secretary or something. Don't just come and go through the school. You just pass. You just pass. When you pass through the school, when you come here, we will lash you. Don't pass through. Be something. Be something. Be something. Are you here?
Yes.
A sister told me that he went to school and then they wanted to give her a class prophet and then he rejected it. I said, next time, never do that again. They are giving you class prophets. It's an honor that when you are talking about you being this way. So I was the class prophet of my school. And I said, no, he said, oh, I want to. I said, yeah, the demon in your family has really taken away something from you. I am a katuzi antaya. I said, I'm preaching. Yes. I said, Matthew, I've sent you to school. And not just to go and bring me certificates. I want you to make a mark in the school. Yes. Yeah. Youth organizer. The organizing secretary. Is it a blessing? Clap for him. Clap for him. Mahan talam balenzala. So when you speak under the unction. Yes. Yeah. Today, I went to preach at our church at Chado. It was very powerful. I think that it was very powerful. And the testimonies that we were receiving. The testimony. In our church over there, we have soldiers there. Yeah. We have a lawyer also there. Oh yes. As I was moving prophetically, and I picked the soldier, and I said, "That's yes, the Lord. That's yes, the Lord. That's yes, the Lord." He was so touched. Eh? Tell us what he told you. Wow. He was so touched. You know?
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Before I share the daddy testimony, last week the soldier man came. Then when I was preaching, then I entered into the prophetic.
I said he entered into the prophetic.
That's right.
Listen to the testimony well.
So when I entered into the prophetic, and I told him that, I see you traveling. And what I'm telling you, for you to know that I'm not lying, when my daddy comes, that is what he will tell you exactly. So the entire church, all of them, they are all there. So today when daddy came, he was preaching. I was praying in my heart that, oh, so German. Oh, so German. So when I was praying, I said, because I know one of the things about daddy, I have studied and studied very well. Any first person that will come to church, daddy pick up that person. That is one of the things I've learned from him. So that he can prophesy over the person, not the person to come in the system, then he will say that somebody have come and tell him something. So for you to know that what he's telling you is the truth, when you enter the church, he will prophesy over you. So me too, I've taken that anointing strategy.
So I think this guy, he knows the Father part.
So when Daddy was preaching on, then the service was so powerful. Today is one of our best services in the church. They enter into the prophet. He said, "Shakanto yaba yaba." Then he started. He said, "My brother, come." Then I started interceding in my heart. Lord, prophet is going to prophesy. Then the first thing that came into the daddy's mind, that I see you traveling. And I was so happy. So when we close, that is say a lot of things. If you want, come and visit at our church. You will know. That's part two. So when we close, then the soldier walked me and said that, thank you very much. This, your church, it was a small church, but the power in this church and what the prophet was telling me, and you also told me, he wanted to kneel down in front of me. I said, don't do that. My father is here. I'm a small boy. Don't do that. So he said that what daddy have told him, he have tried several times and it's not working. But he believed that once daddy has also given the confirmation, the door is going to open. And I said, listen, I've written them in the book. It will come to pass with speed. But make sure that when you travel, we need money for chairs.
We need money. Are you clapping for Jesus?
You see, that trying many times,
yes.
Whilst I was prophesying, I told him. You see, you don't understand why the soldier man was very happy.
Yeah.
You see, when you're a soldier, it is automatic. It's like it's something that should happen that you should travel. But this particular person, they are not allowing him to travel.
Exactly. Sabotage.
Yes. It's a sabotage. And I said that by the anointing, this time it will work. This time it will. That's why the man was so touched. Yes. Because when you are a military person and you want to travel, they should be able to give you because you have a better job. Yeah. It's like the state is going to ask that I'm going to here and come. But they say they won't give it to you. Ni fear before me at one jumuma before. And I'm sorry. Yeah. That's why the man was so touched. Yeah. So happy. Are you getting it? This is just a small aspect of the service. And we are just telling you. Are you here? And conviction fell on them. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one. Look, it's not about gimmicks. That's why here I don't like staging. Because my pastor, I don't trust you like that. To come and stage things with you. Then one day, when your heart changes, when there's a change of mind, you say, oh, don't mind him. He doesn't have any anointing. And we are the one being giving him the prophecy. Yes. Yes. I picked a certain woman and I said, I see you selling foodstuffs. Foodstuffs, and the Lord says you're going to prosper, you're going to enlarge it. He said, huh? Then he broke into tears. And crying. He said, that is what I want to do. That is what I want to do. And that's what I'm into. She's into it. Yes, she's into it. Yes. And I said, do you know me somewhere? He said, no. He said, this today is my second time coming to the church. And today is the first time meeting you. Yeah. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that makes you to know things. Oh, yes. At the all night, the workers all night, I was telling them, yes, that this person that I was dealing with, a very close person, he believes in my anointing, he believes in my prophetic anointing and things and all that. But I was home and we're talking, and I was telling him about, I was advising her about a guy. Why it should be this or it should be that. Say why it should be this or it should be that. Then he says, okay, if you think that it should be this or it should be that, If you mention the number of my beloved, my boyfriend, I will do what you are asking, or you are professing that God says it should be this, it should be that. Then I said, actually, this thing, me, I will not budge. I will not do. Because I know that I am. But whilst he was talking, then I started blowing in tongues. And I sang a little. Say, I sang a little. Then I started mentioning the number from the bottom. When I finished, she screamed, "Hey!" I said, "What has happened to you?" He said, "That is the number. That is the number." Are you clapping for Jesus? Oh, yes! Yeah. He said, "That's the number. I'm in my house. How can this be? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the best co-consul in the world." Hello? That is why, if I want to know, I will know. Oh, yes. I don't need to investigate you. If I want to know, I will know. I'll just go to him. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You know, I depend on you. You see, if you are telling your boyfriend, "I depend on you. I rely on you. I don't know what I would do without you. Oh, take my life and let it be." Holy Spirit. Look, he will start giving you money right now. Yes. That's why I do to the Holy Spirit. Yes. Oh, yes. Then you start telling me things. And start telling me things. Huh? Are you here? Oh, yes. Now I'm growing, so there are some things I've stopped. Before, some of my, like my daughters, I can monitor them spiritually like something. When they are going, or they are about open the door, then I call, "Hey, where are you going?" Oh, yes. Some of them are here. Shama katan dalabaya. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. One afternoon, I was just eating. I mean, banku and abengkwan soup. Then the Holy Spirit, "Get up. Something is happening to your daughter." I said, "Where?" He said, "Get up, drive. Take this street. Go this way." You see, the Lord can give you the GPS. I am a capatan to Nezalada. And I went down. He said, "Go this way." I said, "Yes, sir." You know. Then, even at a particular dimension, I bypass and he said, "No, stop. Come back. Use here." Then I turned. And when I got there, there's a house. And then he said, "Enter. Don't greet anybody." I said, "Ah, why will you enter into a house and then you won't greet anybody?" He said, "Enter. Don't greet anybody." Then I went straight. Then he said, "You see the door straight? Open." Then I open. Then he said, "Another door." He said, "Open." I said, "No, I don't know. I was not trained like that. Go to somebody's, listen, you will knock." He said, "Shut up and listen to me. Open." Say, "Open." So the first door, the second door, and now I'm at the third door. Whilst I was standing at the third door, I was hearing some noise. And that noise, that sound, It's not the usual sound. I am a katon zayanda. Are you here? You've gone home. Then he said, open and call the name of your daughter. Then I said, no, this is very embarrassing, you know. I know, I'm. If you know me very well, I like people to be in their space. I want to just, I just want to allow you to be. I don't pimp in my nose into people's affairs. He said, open the third door, and I open, bam. Oh! He said, oh! My daughter screamed. Sakura. Was in some rams. Afternoon. Hot afternoon. Are you here? You've gone home. Say hot afternoon. And you know what? Now, listen to it. You see, God will do everything for a reason. Then the man that she was doing that with, she doesn't believe in God. So the man was in his tower and broke down. And then the Lord said, leave. Immediately, he said, leave. So I left. My daughter says she will sit in the car with me. I said, no, don't sit. You have been defiled. Go ahead, ask for forgiveness before I get myself into trouble. Hello? And then the following day, Tuesday, it was Saturday, then Tuesday, I was in my office at Medina somewhere. And then this person came. Very tall, handsome man. Came to the office. And he says he wants to see me. So they brought him to my office. And then the first statement was that he knelt down and he says, Prophet, pray for me. Before I talk, pray for me. I said, you talk first. You know, I said, no, I beg you. So I don't know what to pray. So I pray in tongues. So get up, talk. Then he says that, I think you are aware that me, I don't believe in this thing. The truth is that I locked the door. I locked the door myself. I locked the door. The first door, the second door. The third door, I locked it. I'm still trying to fathom how the door got open. And I said, the Lord told me. You remember that Abenko and Yes. Hot one and Banku. You see? And I like it when you don't wrap it with the rubber. Right from the this thing, you just kind of fight. Hot one. Yes. When you put it in the rubber, you spoil it. You know. I don't enjoy that one much. So I was eating, said stop. So when I told him how it happened. You know, then he says, from today, I'm a Christian. From today. And currently now, he goes to a Methodist church at somewhere, whether Methodist or Presby Church. No, I will show you the location so that you go in. Some of you are journalists and then you can put two and two together to know that, okay, this is the person. Hello? Yeah. So, like, Now, a staunch Christian. Yes. Staunch Christian. So the Lord wanted to do that so that he will convict that man. That man. Yes. And that is what the Holy Spirit does. Is the one who is able to convict people of their sins. Pastors, you cannot convict anybody of their sins. Stop it. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is to sow the seed. All you have to do is to speak out. Yesterday we went for an evangelism at your area. You know, Lady Priscilla, at your area. We came to your area. We are looking for souls. We are hungry for souls in your area. Okay? And then, as we, you know, we got to the police station. You see, I realized that my people were preaching to some categories of people. That is fine. Okay? But when I got to the police station, I felt that I should enter into the police station and preach to the police people. Because, you see, sometimes the deception is that, you see, you may think that half of them, they are untouchable. Half of them, they don't need God. They don't need him. But them, rather, they need God more than any other person. So I brought the protocol and I went, you know, he's in his uniform. She's in a uniform. Two people. I targeted two people over there. I mean, they were in their uniform. The lady is their boss over there. And then I walked to her. I said, we are in the neighborhood preaching the gospel. And I told her that I should come and preach to you. Then he looked at me. I said, yes. He said, can I sit? He said, sit. And then I started preaching, and then I moved into the prophetic. And I started digging out things. Then she broke into tears. Then he says, I've been standing here. What I've been thinking about, that's what you came to tell me about. Listen, don't go for evangelism and then go and talk plenty and argue. Demonstrate power. The people will follow you. Next week, by the grace of God, she'll be here. She traveled yesterday night. Are you here? Yeah. Is it a blessing? The help you need. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. A certain woman, very powerful woman. That's a very big shop. Very powerful woman. Yeah. You see, are you here?
We are here.
When you go to evangelist, don't be afraid of anybody. Yes. Even the more beautiful people, approach them. They even have more problems. Somebody has broken their heart, they have been beaten, and this thing, all kinds of things. Most of them. And when I spoke to the woman, he was so touched. He said, I've come to your church. And I gave her the devotion. And then this morning, she called me and said the devotion was very powerful. Am I preaching to somebody here? The Holy Spirit. I said, the what? The Holy Spirit. You see, he's able to do all these things. Judgment. Giving good judgment. Yeah. Some of you, when you sit on somebody's mat and all, then there's confusion. Good judgment. Are you here? Yeah. Good judgment. Sometimes when I'm handling some issues, you know, I look around and say, no, I won't handle this issue again. Then I'll refer it to somebody else. Then there's peace. Are you here? It is the help of the Holy Spirit. I've pastored a church that, you see, the church members, one, they were going to, Osofo, they were going to marry. They were going to marry. Some weeks
you know, to marry. Yeah, like few months, I think 2 months or something, to marry. Now there is another church member, Guy B. Say Guy B. Also have targeted the lady that you want to. So the lady, so if this is the lady that is your lady, beloved, the guy to have targeted this. Targeted, so no, before. Charlie. And they went out. When they went out, Charlie, we finish them. The one you are going to marry, you finish them. You are clear now. And when they cleared, she got pregnant. All these things happen in the church. Charlie, you think that church, the things inside, though. Hello? Why are you serious like that? It's like, as if, hello? I'm telling you. So, he got to realize that he's pregnant. And the man too has been very faithful. He said, I won't touch you. You know, we'll marry. And then somebody said, oh, I got to rob on the ground. Hello? So, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here?
So, you know what happened? This matter got to me. I'm showing you what the Holy Spirit does. What the Holy Spirit does. He said, He will judge. He will give judgment. So the judgment was that. The judgment was that. I was able to judge the issue in a sense that all these three characters, they were in the church, and the two of them, they got married, and they were all in the church.
God bless you for your time.